Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. How's everybody doing there today?
You still with us, Doctor?
Yeah. I didn't know if we were live. I wasn't sure. It was kind of like we went into an ozone level there, Devin.
I guess
we're hot and we're live. That's what happens when we're using the latest and greatest technology.
Dr. Pat, you're on the air.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is absolutely phenomenal day. First, let me say, how the heck is everyone? I want to tell you something. I have learned something very, very powerful this past week, and I want to share it with you. But before I do that, I want to let you know that we have got a couple of incredible guests coming up. We're going to start off the hour with someone that has been on the air before, who's joining us again. Nandish Bara Ishaya, he is going to be joining us here today. We're going to be talking about the teaching and practice of ascension, why this is important now, why this is important in the world today, and why this is important around this holiday season. And then Dr. Agoli is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about Detox America. But first and foremost, let me say this. I have had an incredible experience with a group of people that has demonstrated what happens when we all come together for a common cause. And I want to thank everyone that participated in launching the Dr. Pat's Green Challenge. And if you go to the website, it's up and running. We're ready to go. We're going to be building. We're going to be adding things there. You're going to see what we recommend is a holiday gift that is not only green, it is absolutely incredible. And the website now fully launched, drpatsgreenchallenge.com, drpatsgreenchallenge.com. And so here is a list of people, in my mind, that have contributed. First of all, let me take my hat off to all of the folks out there that participated in the public service announcement and came to join with us to help us talk about what it means to be extraordinary people. People that have stepped up that are volunteering for the Dr. Pat Show, all of you have contributed greatly. I want to thank all of the folks that showed up this week to put together an incredible website that is meant for the greater good. We're going to keep building on it. You've got to hear about rock stars that rock, and all of you are responsible. I can go down the list. Nick, Bobby, Kim, Ava, Brian, Cheryl, Carol, all of the folks that have been out there working in the background, Michael, Mary. This is an incredible, incredible demonstration of what happens when people come together, not only with passion, but with compassion. And so we are thrilled. Please write this down. We want your help. We're asking you to demonstrate that you can participate in the Green Challenge. And it's very simple. All we're asking is go to the Green Challenge page and submit what you're willing to change in your life. If there's something that you're already doing that's green, well, we'd like to hear if there's something else you'd like to add to that. And there's no judgment around this. No idea is better than the other. This is really what we call the collective conscious around creating a planet that is friendly for everyone and that everyone on the planet can be proud of. And so I am so grateful today for everyone, all of the listeners, all of the technical people that got behind this website and much more. And I got to tell you, I sat there last night thinking about this, and it just brought tears to my eyes. So I want to thank everyone for contributing. You're going to hear lots more about it, including a slime movie that I'm doing. And I know you can't wait to hear about that. So we're getting ready to bring our guests up. Devin, how are we doing?
We're pretty good, Pat. We have him on the phone.
All right. Let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Nandisvara?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hello, Dr. Pat. This is
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We've got a great show today. We're talking about the practice of gratitude. I was just demonstrating to our listeners what it means to be grateful for me. And I know we're being joined today by someone else who is very, very special and joins you in the work that you do, correct?
Yes, correct, yes. And her name is Jyoti Ishaya.
Hello, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining the show today. I wanted to talk about the teaching and practice of ascension, but more importantly, I wanted to ask each of you a question about what this means in terms of the global consciousness, what this means in terms of the collective, and what is the message is that is so powerful to bring all of us together.
Well, Dr. Pat, the great thing about working and beginning to expand one's consciousness is every person that expands their consciousness, that affects the entire world. And it's very important. Each individual's choices are extremely important to the entire world. And that's what our practice is about, is each person making choices for themselves to begin that expansion, that inward movement to their divine self.
Let me add to that a little bit. Each one of us feels, ever since basically we've been children, that we're pretty separate from the rest of the world or even from humanity in a way. But in reality, underlying that is the interconnectedness that we all have. Because we come from the same source, we've never been separate from that source, but we think we have in us all. So it's a matter of redirecting that to the source within us as the same source that's within everyone else. We start to actually live from that. Then the global change takes place from the inside out.
You know, I want to ask both of you, in this world that we're in today, what is the most significant lesson we can learn?
Well, the interesting thing is, Pat, there are really no lessons. There's just beginning to have a direct experience of your divine self. And as you have that direct experience, we then begin to live the life that we were meant to live and become that which we came to this earth to be. We don't have to learn any lessons and choose to correct any of the problems that we think we have in our life. As we actually switch our focus and begin to move back to our divine self, we just become that and begin living that.
The Ishaya is basically, their purpose here is the healing of the world, but it comes to the healing of the self. And as we, Jyoti was just saying, go back into the divine self that lives within us. We start to live, we actually live praise, gratitude, love, and compassion. And then the healing starts, and starts within us. Change yourself and you change the world is an old act that's been around forever. And this teaching simply takes you back to that. And once you are in touch with that source, then you come from a completely different place and you become part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And it happens automatically because you're lined up with those upward spiraling, what we call attitudes or techniques of praise, gratitude, love, and compassion. And so you're no longer an enemy, but you're actually coming to clear peace and clarity.
I like the example of the elephant that's raised in the zoo, as all the ones here in the United States are, and they've never seen an elephant in the wild because they've all been born in captivity. And they have no idea the power that they have inside of them. So they live a life of a small zoo animal. They might be chained up or have a small rope around them and think that they can't get away. They think that they only have certain limited powers because that's what they've seen their parents have. Whereas we have seen elephants in the wild and know that they have the ability to just rip up a tree trunk and walk off with it if they felt like it. Mm. All we have to do is remember the truth of who we are. And we can become that huge self again, rather than trying to work at step by step working on ourselves.
Mm. This is a very, very powerful message. Very powerful. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. Teachings that are very, very powerful. We're also going to let you know about an upcoming event. Stay tuned. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C-P-R.com.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet. Aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Is your cell phone harming your health? A growing body of evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and wellness, and also may increase our risk for disease and illness. The good news is that there is a solution, scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are the answer. Call 503-781-5604 or visit http://thrive.emf411.com. Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Is your cell phone harming your health? A growing body of evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and wellness, and also may increase our risk for disease and illness. The good news is that there is a solution, scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are the answer. Call 503-781-5604 or visit http://thrive.emf411.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, Dr. Pat. Are you there,
Doctor? Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Are we live?
We are live.
Absolutely. I love being alive. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said before, I'm being joined by two incredible people that have a very, very powerful teacher teaching. And this is something that I'm so thrilled to be able to share with our listeners. I want to again introduce you to Nandishvara Ishaya, as well as Jyoti Ishaya, joining us here today on the show. And I would love for both of you to tell our listeners about the upcoming event, not only about where it is and how they can find out more about it, but I want to spend a few minutes to talk about the teaching and what will happen during that event. Again, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hi, Dr. Pat. We'll be having courses in Portland and Seattle coming up very soon. We have a course, we call it a first sphere, where we will teach the basic techniques of bringing praise, gratitude, love, and compassion into your life 24/7. They're very simple techniques that you can use moment by moment throughout the day. And we will teach December 27th through the 29th in Portland at a place called Aptiva. And then we have, it's Appositiva. And then we have, of course, January 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Academy of Spirit in Seattle. So, and if anybody...
This is really an invitation for people to step into a level of consciousness that we have always meant to be in. I mean, I think you said it earlier, you know, this is who we are. We are in search, it seems, to find the truth of who we are. And at some level, doesn't that seem strange?
Well, Pat, every single one of us are really looking for the same thing. Most of us have just been looking outside of ourselves for that. And it's fulfillment is what we really want. We can call it peace. We can call it happiness. We can call it joy. We can call it bliss. But once we reconnect with that source that lives within us already anyway, then we start to live that eternal peace, the peace that the Christians call that passeth all understanding, or enlightenment by the Eastern tradition, as they call it. That has never gone any place. That is within us. It is where we're from. It is our home. And it's simply been covered over with all these different ideas, misbeliefs, or conceptions,
you know,
perceptions about who we think we are.
I love having this conversation with both of you. I am so touched by the power of the words and the teaching. And the universal law of this, there's been a lot of dialogue about universal law. There's been a lot of dialogue about laws of attraction, consciousness, oneness. There's been movies coming out. I mean, every day there's something new about different traditions. And the question that I want to ask you, and I'd love for you to share this with our listeners, is when we look at seeking a lifetime of happiness and fulfillment, what do you believe is the greatest aha for people that get in that moment of awe?
It's the recognition of who we really are. We've all had peak moments, as Maslow called them, the peak experiences, where we're in that place where there is no distractions. We feel as though we're completely one with the universe. There's no thoughts even. And this is basically our natural state. For most of us, it's happened on a random basis. But in reality, there's a way to tap into it by choice. And these, what we call the keys, take you into that place. By your choice, each time you choose for one of these techniques or attitudes.
Each time we use one of these attitudes, it takes us from the surface level of the mind, which might be compared to the surface of the ocean, where there's lots of waves, lots of things going on at the surface. It may be very chaotic, but at the very core of us is that bottom of the ocean, which is absolute peace, total stillness, and that is at the core of each one of us. But we must come from the surface level of the mind and drop in order to experience that, and that is a direct experience that we can carry with us wherever we go.
Do you have a sense that the world is more or less angry these days?
Well, I think a lot is coming up so we can make some more conscious choices about how we want to live our lives and what this life is really all about. So it's like a boil that needs to be popped eventually so that the healing can take place. And let's face it, the world has been in turmoil and in conflict and in wars for many, many centuries. And it's saying, hey, about time to change something right now. And I think most of humanity is ready for that also.
The question for each one of us is, how much are we participating with what's going on by continually putting our attention on that, or we have an opportunity to begin to turn our attention back to the divine self. The more we can do that, it's the quality of where the mind is that is a direct experience that we have in our life, and all the experiences that we have come from, what am I spending the time in my mind on? Am I spending that time worrying about problems, worrying about this event and that event, or am I actually directing my mind back to the source of creation where there is bliss and love? And then I can start to live from that the more I experience that in my life.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, we certainly know how to worry about things, don't we? I mean, we can find the darndest things to worry about these days. And yet, just about everyone that I come in contact with wants to experience exactly what you're talking about, wants to experience bliss. And, you know, we now are in this dialogue around the holiday season about how are we going to handle all the stress. And that's what I want to ask both of you. I want to ask you, what can we leave very practically right now with our listeners to help them move forward in bliss? And I would also like to make sure that they have the website and information to find out more about the event.
I think the most important each person can make is to make individual choices about where in their life can they be moving more inward, where in their life can they begin to step back from all of the stress. This is a perfect time of year for that to occur. Everything in the Northern Hemisphere is about helping your body to move inward at this particular time, and it's a good time to begin to move back to the source.
And by
it's a very powerful time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Pat, moving back to that does not mean that you stop living your life at all. In fact, what happens as a result of that is you live your life more consciously, more fully, more clearly. So it's not going into the cave or anything like that, but reconnecting with the source of who you are, which is eternal bliss, happiness, joy. And And then when you start living from that, the stress automatically dissipates. It disappears. You don't have to worry about managing stress because that emphasizes the stress. Instead, go back to that source again of what you're looking for, which is fulfillment, which is joy, which is peace, and live from there.
Our website is www.theishayatradition.com. That's theishayatradition.com or .org. It doesn't matter. And our phone number is 888-ASHAYA-1, 888-474-2921. And we welcome anyone to check our website. It has a lot of information. We have books that we offer. We have e-books for free that you can download about this practice. The actual techniques are taught only live, person-to-person, in courses by qualified instructors. And they can call us for information as well, and we would love to talk to anyone that is interested in hearing more.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining us today. This is, again, a wonderful message that each and every one of us will look at and take in, because the words of really finding it within ourselves is powerful. The act is even more powerful. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back, everyone.